We start today at the Canoe Sprint World Championships in Milan, where the Czech Republic's Martin Fuchsa has come first in the 500 metres. On Saturday, the 22-year-old had narrowly missed out on first place in the 1,000 metres, which features in the Olympic Games, taking silver after finishing just 17 thousandths of a second behind the winner. But Fuchsa made no mistake in the 500 metres on Sunday, grabbing gold in a time of 1 minute 51.004 seconds. He says he's unconcerned by the fact that it's not an Olympic event and that nothing can take away from the fact he can now call himself world champion.
Tahle titul mi chyběl, takže to zní naprosto parádně, že jo, všechno, co dělám.
I was lacking that title, so it sounds great to my ears. Everything I do is focused on reaching the podium, and standing on its highest point is simply wonderful. I wasn't thinking at all about the fact I came second yesterday. Yesterday evening I watched the race several times and I really just barely missed out. But that's how it was meant to be, and today I have even greater appetite for victory.
Fuchs's teammate Josef Dostal will be another canoeist to watch at the Olympics in Rio next year. He took silver in the K1 1000 metres and was also part of the Czech crew that came third in the K4 1,000 metres. As well as the four medals, the Czech Republic earned 6 places in Rio at the weekend. Now to the World Athletics Championships in the Chinese capital Beijing, where Pavel Maslak failed to make it out of the heats in the 400 metres at the Bird's Nest Stadium on Saturday. The reigning indoor world champion, Maslak came fifth at the last outdoor world championships in Moscow in 2013. But finished last in his qualification race this time out. The entire field has been faster. Maslak's time in Moscow, a Czech record 44.54 seconds, would have left him just 18th in Beijing. Soccer, and it's as was at the top of the Czech top flight after the fifth round at the weekend. Leaders Sparta Prague overcame Dukla Prague 2-0 in a mini derby at their Letná Stadium. Second-placed Slovácko beat Jihlava 2-1 on the road, and Slovan Liberec in third overcame Teplice 2-0 at home. Reigning champions Viktoria Pilsen, who are in fifth, secured a 2-0 home win over Olomouc. National team boss Pavel Vrba will on Tuesday announce his squad for next month's Euro 2016 qualifiers at home to Kazakhstan and away to Latvia. With none of the leading strikers abroad appearing for their clubs at present, there is speculation that Vrba may call up other Czech league forwards alongside Sparta's David Lafata. Slavia's Milan Škoda, for instance, has 6 goals in 5 games this term, while Roman Bednar, who is now with Příbram, has 4.